Hello and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
I'm good.
I got new sneakers.
You did get new sneakers.
I'm excited about my new sneakers.
They look good.
I took pictures.
Yes.
And I sent them to Heather and Marcia.
Nice.
And I captioned it with, ask me if I can run fast.
Yeah.
Because listen, I've heard this before and it's so true.
It is very true.
It's so true.
Yes.
Like when an adult gets a new pair of tennis shoes, nobody ever asks them if they can run fast.
Nope.
Little kids, can you run fast in those? Ooh, watch me. And then they like start like peeling out and doing all the things. And so.
And they do like the Wile E. Coyote try to run. Yep.
And it's just chee 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 chee. And then they don't go very fast. But the fact is that they look like they're trying to do something. That is what I plan on doing after a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to give these things a. But then I also said they might be like a half a size too small.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But they're made by, you found out, you went and looked.
It's a husband and wife team.
Yeah. Which I thought was really, really cool. Did not know that whenever I ordered them. Ordered them off of Amazon. Genuinely, because they are fun looking.
They are fun looking.
Like, and you who has gray scaled your phone now to where you don't see any color.
Yes.
So frustrating to, hey, babe, look at this. I'm like,
please, no.
I don't want to.
Just forward it to me.
I don't want to. Just so I can see it for myself in color.
Just forward it to me from 2 feet away.
That's right. That's right. You did not know what the color was until I opened the box and you go, oh, those are fun. It's white and orange. And what color green would you say that is?
I mean, I think almost like a teal, almost turquoise, like a light turquoise maybe.
And then like,
I don't know.
Little black racing stripes.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
They look good, yeah.
Yeah. But you found out it was from a husband and they literally
started it out of their garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. So look at me supporting, I don't know where they are.
Yeah.
Did they say small where business. They were from?
No.
Okay. We'll have to go look.
Yep.
See if I can follow them somewhere. Give them a shout out. Take a picture of my tinnies.
Yes.
Me running fast or attempting to. Or me strolling casually on the treadmill and just like, these are fantastic.
Yeah.
But they are comfortable. Very comfortable. They're called what?
Like Cloud Platform or something like that.
I'll go look.
Yeah.
Because I got it through Amazon.
Yes.
I think I said that already, right?
You did.
I did.
About three times now.
Okay. So I got these
they
from
are not,
Amazon.
They are not sponsoring us.
Nope.
They have not sponsored our content. We are getting zero money from them.
Babe, that would be.
Yeah, one day.
That would be epic. Hey, if anybody wants to sponsor us and have,
you will gladly do mid-roll ads.
I will shout out for you all day long. Project Cloud Shoes.
Project Cloud. Yep.
And.
That was close.
Yeah. It does not, on this, not that I can see, it's not like it's, I see that it's from a husband and wife, but they've got like several different colors.
Yeah.
And yeah, just cool. Lightweight canvas sneakers, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I'm going to stop. Memory foam inside. That's why it feels nice. So anyway, I'll report back. I'll let y'all know.
Yes.
Let you know what's going on. Hey, what's going on? What are we doing?
We're recording.
We are recording. Do you know what's coming up in April?
I do know what's coming up in
what's
April.
What's happening?
We are going to be doing a 4-week kind of marrieds class.
Yeah.
So anybody that's in the Casey area. If you listen to us, I'm going to assume you're a fan.
Woo.
So thank you. But we are going to be doing a 4-week marriage class on Tuesdays starting April 8th.
Yes.
At 6:30 PM.
Yes.
Out of our church, 9900 View High Drive.
Yes.
So, if you're interested, we're going to be, like I said, we're going to be talking about marriage stuff. We're calling it Marriage Supplements.
Yes. Kind of a spin off of our Taking Your Vitamins book that we wrote. And then also Enjoying the Journey. We've got our devotional out now in 8 week, eight week devotional.
Yep.
And we're going to be pulling from some of those things. But more than anything, I think we're actually going to, what did we say today? Because you and I have had the opportunity to be just hanging today together.
Yes.
And it was like a lot of our friends that know us, that know our story, that know who we are going to come, which we appreciate. They're going to support us
immensely,
in all the things.
Yes.
we want everybody to come with open ears, with new ears and no expectations.
Yep.
Because even if you feel like you might have heard this before or heard some of it before, because we're coming with some, what we believe is some fresh stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like you, yourself, you and your partner, you and your family, whatever it is going on in your life, you are probably like us in a new season. And even if you know things like from back here, you need to hear them in a different way, different perspective, because it might help. That might be the very thing that helps carry you into the new season.
Yeah. And I would say even for the people that don't, you know, that don't listen to a lot of our podcasts, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of the episodes, and people that haven't read the book, and you know, I think it's just the fact that it's like, well, it's just Luke and Dina. I know them.
Yes.
I know what they're going to say.
Yes.
This will be fun. It's
yes.
like, not necessarily. I mean, yes, I know it'll be fun.
Yes.
But I know it's also, you know, we're going to introduce some hard things and,
yeah.
you know, get people to think and really, you know, do that critical thinking of, you know, oh, man, it like hit me all of a sudden. Like one time I was watching, I saw an interview and these gentlemen were interviewing this woman. And, you know, they're asking her about her marriage and so on and so forth. And it's like, you know, and the final question was like, is your husband happy?
Hmm.
And she like blanked. And she's like, well, usually everybody asks me if I'm happy. And they're like, yeah, but we're changing it up. We're doing it a little different. You know, is your husband happy?
Wow.
And it was like, she couldn't answer.
Oh, wow.
And she like not broke down, but she got like defensive and angry. Like, how dare you ask me?
Wow.
Because that's not what you're supposed to ask me. You're supposed to ask me if I'm happy. And I was like, oh, that took a weird turn. Not that we're going to challenge people like that, but I mean, we're going
to
kind of, you know,
to a point,
yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely going to, you know, we always want to encourage people to take a serious look at their relationship.
Absolutely.
To take a serious look at their marriage.
Yeah.
You know, like, where are you? You know, where are you? What are you doing? You know, it's like, I know we've talked about it before. We do this. We have an app on our phones and
yeah.
it's like every morning it asks us a question and sometimes it's silly and sometimes it like really doesn't apply to us. You know, sometimes it's like super quick, you know, like this morning was, you know, how would you feel if your partner started taking your phone and started looking through it? It's like, okay.
Here you go.
And?
I mean,
you can have my phone, just not my sandwich.
Right. You know, and then I'll give you the rest of mine.
Right. You know, but sometimes it really gets you thinking, like, you know,
yeah.
like, you know, hey, when was the last time you talked about, you know, your 5-year plan type thing,
yeah.
you know, type question? And it's like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, it's not, it doesn't have a Christian spin to it. It's, you know, some of it is worldly.
Yeah.
And we kind of like skim over those questions, but you know, we want to ask those questions of, you know, take that hard, you know, take a deep breath, take that hard look at your marriage
yeah.
and how are we, you know, take
yeah.
that critical self-assessment, so to speak. And just, yeah, but that's what we're going to bring. I mean, that's what we always hope to bring at least a degree of. Even in these episodes, but you know, when we sit down and talk to people, you know, a lot of you listening, you know that we're starting this journey out with firm footing,
mm-hmm.
with our coaching. And so it's like, you know, we want to have those kind of conversations with people, and we want to not really us have those conversations with people, but we want to encourage them to have the conversations with each other.
Yes.
That, you know, okay, cool. You're married now. I see you're not quite hitting your stride yet.
Right.
You know, why, you know, did you two ever have a conversation of, here's what I think marriage should look like?
Mm,
you
yeah.
know, did you have that? Did
right.
you, did, was that covered during premarital counseling?
Right. Did you
was,
have premarital counseling?
Did you
counseling?
Have premarital counseling? Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. You know, so it's, you know, it's stuff like that, that it's like, let's take a serious look at what's going on and where you're at. And where do you honestly want to be?
Yeah. Because when you said you saw me like frantically like typing taking something. Notes. Yeah. So when you said, you know, what is your 5-year plan? And this isn't even what we're going to be talking about today, but no, just this is kind of just a side note.
Yeah.
Here's your nugget for the day or your bonus track.
Here's us teeing up our, 4-week talk.
So when you're talking about like your what's your 10, you know, your 5 or what's your 10-year, right? Okay. Well, me and my spouse, like, no, like totally, we're on the same page. We want the same things. We have the same goals. We have the same dreams. Okay, cool. What are you guys doing together that is cultivating that on a daily though? Like, what are you doing to make that dream a reality? And it could be like, okay, ultimately we talk about like creating a family legacy and a family inheritance and family business and all of the things in our lives, right? Just we can see where we can create that, what is it? The generational wealth, right? So we talk about these things. Okay, that's great. But like, what if you have a spendthrift and then you have that one that just pinches all the pennies and then you can't get on the same page and then you have the frustration because like it's those kind of deep sea, I call them deep sea diving talks that you have to have because unknowingly somebody could be potentially sabotaging what it is that ultimately you want to do or how you think it needs to go. You know, like you and I, we're constantly creating, like right now we're working on the website and we're doing all of the things and just the behind the scenes stuff that just is eventually going to give us the traction of the stuff that we want to do.
Yes.
Okay. But if I don't take the time to set time aside and say, I'm going to, even if it's for an hour, 2 hours, you who is out of the house working 5 days a week, you know, you could have a, you could very well have a plan in your brain going, well, babe, I'm the one that's out here grinding away and you're not doing anything or you're just, you're not putting in the time and the effort. And you see what I'm saying? Like that could create a riff that could create a, like a, what is the word I'm wanting to say? Somebody's going to eventually become very bitter to somebody else.
Yeah.
And maybe not even being completely aware of it, but I know that if these conversations aren't talked about, we talk about these things, probably not quite to that extent, but just like there's days where I will be home and not subbing or I won't be out of the house doing something. And I will like text you the laundry list of the things that I have accomplished for the day and I've done this stuff. And it's like, you don't ever make me feel that way.
Yeah.
But it's, hey, I want to let you know that I am on a mission. I'm in this with you.
Yeah.
I may not be making physical coin, but I'm creating an atmosphere and a space. You know what I mean? And it's like, I think if we allow ourselves to get into kind of get into each other's heads, am I making sense?
I think so.
You know what I mean?
I think
like
so.
Not and just for us, but just, I think those unspoken expectations of what, hey, could you maybe work on this? Hey, what are your thoughts? Hey, how's that website going?
Yeah.
How's that project going?
And I think sometimes it's also, even if you have a common goal in mind, even if you have a common, you know, like, okay, we are going to build and publish a website.
Right.
So that we can start getting more public about our coaching business.
Right.
Okay. You might, when I say that out loud, you might have in your mind, these are the steps I need to take to accomplish that goal.
Right.
I might say, my steps might be completely different.
Right.
You know, or all of a sudden it's like, I mean, we've seen this in the past, you know, even with the podcasting and the equipment and stuff, it's like my brain will go to not necessarily we need to have top of the line, but it's like my brain will already go in the steps of, okay, if we get this stuff now, we can upgrade this piece and then we can upgrade this piece. And it's like, I've already equipped the studio with $1,000 cameras and $500 mics and top of the line and all the stuff. We do not have that right now. I want to make that very clear.
Yes.
But it's like, I've worked on it in my mind so far that it's like, okay, I can scale this. I can build and upgrade, and we don't have to drop all the money right away, but right. I've planned out all the steps.
Right.
And it's like, you might look at it and say, okay, well, I can plan to get like the $100 mics,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
And again, that's not bad. It's yeah. not one is better than the other. It's not one is right, one is wrong. It's just difference of if we don't have that communication and that talk of what does our plan look like,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of like was a couple years ago, my favorite thing is, you know, we know where we want to end up on this road trip, on this family vacation.
Right.
How do we get there?
Right.
You know, and right. it's like, if we don't have the conversation of how are we getting there? What route are we taking?
Mm-hmm.
It can look very frustrating to the other person.
Right. 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 And that's where you need to have that constant communication as yeah. far as that is concerned, as far as, and I think that's, you said it really well. You kind of broke it down from your side of it.
Yeah.
That even when we think differently, we have the same goal, we have the same end game,
yeah.
but we're going to probably go about it differently. And when you have that conversation of what is it that you see? Okay, you see the equipment. Okay, I immediately had the whole studio designed. What kind of fabric? What kind yeah. of chairs? What kind of, right? Those yeah. things. And then it's like, okay, and then what kind of social media are we doing? And okay, and when we do our counseling, or not the counseling, but the coaching, when we do those things, what are some of the tools and what kind of things can we do to implement to get people talking yeah. and all that? And so I think...
What kind of furniture should we have set up?
That kind of thing. Hey, and you and I have actually talked about this as far yeah. as like the times that we bring people into our home, you know, take them downstairs to our workout room, hand each yeah. partner a slam ball and say, I want you to slam this down and pick it back up and slam it and pick it back up as yeah. much as you can until you're exhausted. Okay, now I want you to sit down. Now yeah. let's talk, because you are way too frustrated and you are way too wound yeah. up. We need to kind of get your walls back down.
Yeah.
And it's like having you being programmed in a certain way, me being programmed in a certain way, the way that God has designed both of us, and then being able to respectfully, honorably appreciate and kind mm-hmm. of just give each other the space and the room, as opposed to like, man, babe, I didn't even think about it that way. Or let's do it. Yeah, no, I like the way you're going on that. Or,
yeah.
you know, or hold on. We don't have, our checkbook doesn't say that we can do that, but this yeah. is what we can kind of thing. And then not expecting the other person to see things completely from our point of view, or even being able to think from our point of view, because that's 99.9% of the time of the couples that we have encountered,
mm-hmm.
I see where they kind of are those whole extremes, and people go, oh, you know, opposites attract. And I'm yeah. like, they do. And I think kind of rightfully so, because when you kind of bring those two people together, not that they make you complete, I think it just creates you to become kind of more of a rounded person.
Yeah.
Because I can see things from different point of views now because of how you think.
Yeah.
Like somebody will encounter me and I go, oh yeah, no, this is how my husband
yeah.
speaks. I get this. I understand your personality,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so instead of being maybe potentially repelled from that or feeling less than of that, I just go, no, I understand now. Okay, this is what this person's trying to say, and this is what they're bringing to the table.
Yeah.
So now I know how to communicate with them more effectively, as opposed to feeling like I'm speaking a foreign language.
Right. So we say all that to say,
oh gosh, yeah.
Starting April 8th.
April 8th.
Tuesday,
yep.
April 8th.
At 6:30.
We're going to do 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be roughly an hour and a half, maybe,
yeah.
depending on how in-depth we get. We're not
right
going to go
I'm
more.
I'm planning an hour,
but partly
expecting an hour and a half.
I was
going
to say, yeah, I don't anticipate us being longer than an hour and a half. We're not going
yeah.
to keep people longer than an hour and a half. We've got lives. People have lives.
Start
we want to be
cranky
respectful.
After 8 o'clock.
You are true. You yeah. are right, sir.
I do.
It's true. So, yeah. So if you guys... would love to join us. We would love to have you. Yes. And it's not going to be just us talking at you, kind of like this. We're not going to talk at you. We want to have a conversation with you. Yeah. We want to have an opportunity.
We want it to be interactive.
We really do. Yeah.
I mean, we're going
to
be
doing the majority
it.
Of it.
We're going to drive
yes.
it. We're going to, yeah. But we do want some audience participation.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I think it's just more fun that way.
It
because
really is.
We're still learning, too. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that we tell people all the time. It's yeah. we are not at all experts, but we are here.
Yes.
And we're, oh, is she home? Our girl's home?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Capri. All right.
So.
What are we talking about today?
Today. Today we're going to be talking about how many people are in your marriage, because this was something that was brought up. You were having a conversation with somebody, and this was brought up, and it kind of, to a degree, plays off of what we talked about last episode with the echoes.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because we talked about that, and that was really good.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a different angle of it.
Yeah.
Because of some of the things that were brought up when you were having that conversation, and just it really does bring a new light to the questions of what is going on in your marriage. What is your mindset? You know, mm-hmm. how did you get to your mindset? Is this something that's potentially holding you back from growing in your marriage?
Yeah.
You know, and that can be a big one.
Right.
But it's like, I don't know how deep you want to go into details.
Yeah. So I was on the phone with one of my most amazing people ever in the history of ever.
Yes.
And that's as far as I'll go.
Yep.
And we were just talking. We were talking about deep things, which I always appreciate. I was literally just calling to check on this person, make sure that they were well and everything was good in their world. And then we got to talking about kind of generational stuff, things that kind of hit you along the way, growing, you know, telling them about what's going on with us as far as worth, you know, the relationship coaching, and then they're doing the marriage stuff. And so, again, what we talked about just now does tie into kind of this conversation. That's what even got this conversation kind of going, because it's like, how are you guys doing? What's going on with you guys? And I said, I started crying a little bit when I was on the phone with them, because they have that ability with me, and we are very, very transparent.
Yeah.
And I said, I think the reason why I ask the questions that I do is because I don't want any residue of being critical or angry or junk. I don't want like affairs, adulteries, things that have grown throughout the fabric of the history of my family.
Yeah.
And I don't want those things to come near me anymore, because I've gotten caught in that stuff. But it stops with me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way it doesn't hit our children and then our children's children, and it doesn't hit our loved ones. It doesn't hit the people like that I'm talking to on the phone, and I'm not, you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't hit the people that we encounter that. And I said, I believe with everything in me that some of the things that have happened over the years have very well been generational, or just ties that have been let in knowingly, unknowingly, innocently, or they're free will participant of this, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they stopped and they said, I would have to say that in my past, it wasn't just me and my spouse in the marriage. There was a third party, and it was somebody that they had been attached to physically, spiritually, all of it. Soul tie is what it was, a soul tie. And they said that it was actually quite a chunk of what was happening with their marriage.
Yeah.
And they had said once they saw that thing getting cut and severed is when they started seeing things blossom and starting to see things grow, right?
Yeah.
And I can absolutely, I want to slam my hands on the desk, absolutely attest to this, because I know that this has happened with you and I.
Yes.
Like, we, when we were first married and we would even be intimate together, and I would just start crying because I would start having flashbacks of faces of people, right, while we're together. And it's like, it stops you from getting into a space almost. And I would feel myself kind of recoil from you, because in my mind, I'm thinking, I want to be with you.
Yeah.
But I'm scared.
Yes.
If I keep coming into this space with you, I'm going to keep seeing these faces of other people that don't need to be living there anymore. Yeah. Right. And that's one of the, that is one of the questions that we want to ask people, our audience, the people that we're going to be encountering, when we're talking, and just saying, how many people are in your marriage?
Yeah.
Like, how many people live there? Because I went even further with you that day when I literally wrote it down while I'm talking to this person on the phone. And then I put the sticky in front of you and you're like, what is that?
Yeah.
You know? And
it's just you and me, babe.
Yeah. But you know, it's like, okay, you, me, Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Like, you, me, God, you, me, Holy Spirit, right? Okay. That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But then I even kind of went even farther and I was like, what does the word of God say? Leave and cleave. Okay.
Yeah.
How many people are in a marriage with their spouse and their parent?
Yeah.
How many people are, you know, like, here's mom or dad or both.
Ooh.
Oh, your face.
Husband, wife, and kid.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, how many people, because that could have been you and me.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost you. Kind of you and me for a small season, because it's like, okay, wait a minute, which is like, it's a misjustice to that child, because now, number one, that's not how it was designed.
Right.
Number two, you're giving this child, especially if it is a stepchild, okay, you now are giving this child more privilege than what they should be having. And with their sweet little, tiny little, beautiful minds developing, even if it's an older, you know, their brains are in a completely different space. Because with our sweet brown-eyed girl, she was struggling because she's like, I don't want to share my mom.
Yeah.
Like, it was her and I for so long.
Yeah.
And it's like, you do a misjustice to that child. You do a misjustice to that relationship between the child and the new parent.
Yeah.
Because they, it's like you're cutting off this respect. You're cutting off a space of authority.
Yeah.
You're cutting off this space of being able to allow this person that you've brought into your life now with your child. You're not letting them come in and be able to speak with the authority, with the decisions, with the love that they could bring, because you're placing this child kind of almost above them, or equal, at least equal to them. And that's not fair.
And in my mind, as you're talking about that, I swear you're rubbing off so much on me, because I'm like, you talk
Did
and
you
I see
it?
Pictures. I see pictures. I saw something else.
Yeah.
You're restricting the growth.
That's it.
Because in my mind, you're talking about that, and I'm like, you know how when you have like a potted plant, and it's like you have it in a small pot.
I just potted, and repotted.
Yeah,
one
you
of
did.
Ours.
You just repotted something, and it's like, even if you're putting something. It's like, oh no, look, it's our family. We're in this giant pot together. It's like, but you still need to stay in a small pot, even though you're in the big pot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's still some growth that you need to do. You need some roots that need to get deep into there, right? Like, you can't, man. And see, and immediately when you said that, I was thinking about our plant. You also, when knowing that you're growing into a new space and into a new season, you've got to let that those roots grow deep together, even kind of in the heart, it's going to look a little shaky. Because I think of the three of us, like at the very beginning, we don't talk a whole lot about this, and it's not because of anything. It's just we just don't. But it was really difficult at the beginning. It was hard. Because we're literally being uprooted out of all three of our tiny little pots, and we're trying to get into this big pot.
Yeah.
And now because we were uprooted out of the familiar, out of what we knew, going into a new space, we looked a little damaged. We were all kind of like, I'm not sure how to do this. Yeah. Are you going to hurt me? Are we going to be okay?
Right.
And so it almost causes you to, like our little plant up there, I'm looking at you going, babe, did I kill it? Like, it just looks weak because it hasn't had a chance to regain its strength into those roots and start getting what it needs out of its bigger plant or a bigger pot. So it's like, I think one of the things that we want to encourage people is, like, number one, you got to give yourself time.
Yeah.
You've got to give yourself space. You have to understand the order of the things. You can't bring just anybody outside of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You should not be bringing other people into your relationship like that. You should not be bringing other people into your world.
Yeah.
Another thing that I always flash back to, and it's, well, Luke and Dina, like, we don't do that. And I'm like, okay, so another example, we're going to use you and me.
Yeah.
Another example. Remember how hard it was for me to let go of you to fix things around the house and for you to fix the car and to fix the stuff?
Yes.
Because my dad was the one that always fixed the stuff.
Yep. Used to get me really frustrated.
Oh, I imagine. See, there's days, you guys, y'all have no idea. People are like, you guys are so wonderful and it's all so pretty. And it's no, listen, guys, like this was
a journey.
Yeah. It was a whole lot of, I got to trust you.
Yeah.
It's like, well, show me, well, prove to me.
Yeah.
Yes, to a point. But at the same time, it's like, if I keep holding you to a standard.
Yeah.
Of either something that's absolutely not achievable.
Yeah.
Or I hold you to a standard of, well, you don't do it the way that my dad does it, even though you did it and it works and it's fine.
Yeah. You don't cook this the way my mom did.
Ew, babe, right? Like, all of it is just, right?
Yeah.
It's no, you need to pull that out of your, stop talking like that.
Yeah.
Just pull that completely out of your subject box.
Yeah.
And say, you know what? This isn't the way that I was raised. Or no, you know what? This was not the way that my mom or my dad did this.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is somebody that loves me, that is going to, and they're doing this the way that they think is best.
And my bit of advice to throw out for this is if you really have an affinity towards the way that you were raised, that this is made, and your spouse doesn't do it the way you like it, and if it really is bothering you, then you need to step up and say, hey, this thing is important to me. Is it okay if I take over?
I love that.
You know, like, there are things that you and I do very differently, and it's because, you know, some of it's because of preferences, some of it's because of how we were raised.
Right.
You know, and some of it is just, you know, but we've learned to talk about it. We've learned to let it go. We've, you know, one of our favorite examples is we have a hard time watching each other load the dishwasher.
It's true.
You know, so we just, oh, you're okay. I'm going to walk away. Or I'm going to, like, go on the other side of the peninsula. So it's like, I'm not seeing what's going on.
Yep.
It's just, you know, again, it's,
I've literally watched your eyes just kind of go, okay.
Because again, it's like, is this really important?
It's not.
You know, is this something that, is this, you know, some would say, is this non-negotiable? Is this something that's
really die on this hill?
Yeah. Is this something that's really going to make or break your marriage?
Right.
If they don't load the dishwasher like you do.
Right.
Or if they don't make the bed like you do.
Right.
Or if they don't fold your t-shirts the way you do.
Oh.
Is this something that's really going to make or break your marriage?
Right.
And if this is something that's going to break your marriage, you need help. Go talk to somebody, please.
Genuinely. Yeah.
Because these are not things that should be breaking your marriage.
No.
If these are things that are breaking your marriage, there's something else going on.
Right. Right.
And you need to talk to somebody now.
Yeah.
Please.
Because this genuinely could become, you might have a control issue.
Yeah.
You might be somebody that is very stuck into a certain space. A lot of times I know some people are like, well, just this creates anxiety and this creates like all these feelings inside of me. And I'm like, deal with it.
Yeah.
Deal with it. Deal with the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Deal with being uncomfortable. And then vocalize it. Vocalize what this makes you feel. And then go, when I said that out loud, how stupid did that sound?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like.
Or again, hey, this is important to me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to twitch.
Yeah.
Is it okay
can I
if
do
I
it?
Take over?
Yeah.
This will be my job.
I hand you, we've said this on so many podcasts, I hand you your t-shirts and your underwear.
Yeah.
And I go, here you go.
Yep.
This is all you.
Yep.
Because I don't fold them right. Again, we've already discussed, and it's so funny because
it's not
people,
a right or wrong.
No.
It's preference.
It is a preference. It's a big preference with you. And we could absolutely go into the whole psychotherapy and all of this stuff and how we think this is. I literally just kind of looked at you and I said, babe, I think I figured it out. Because you saw, I've tried.
Yes.
This is like, I've gotten frustrated, tried. Yes. And I said, babe, I genuinely think I'm left-handed and you're right-handed.
Yeah.
My brain, you've watched me. Like steam comes out of my ears, not out of anger, but out of I'm frustrated and I can't do this. And then it takes me into a really bad space. And it's like, don't do that to your spouse.
Yeah. Don't do it to yourself.
Don't do it to yourself. Don't do that to your spouse. Don't create a space to where you're like, you have to do it blah, blah, blah. Guess what, guys? Not all of us can do the things. Just we're not all designed to do all the stuff. And mom and dad might have just absolutely mastered it. Your spouse might have absolutely mastered it. But if your counterpart has not mastered something that you have mastered, then by all means, you take over. You do that part. You get to be the one that takes care of this now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you as the spouse that says, no, okay, not trying to be weird, but like, no, this is their job. They should be folding this a certain way. They should be doing, and you notice I did not say male or female, okay, because it's both. It's both.
Yeah.
If you are the one that is insisting that things get done a certain way, and you see that that spouse is trying desperately to do whatever it is that they can do, but it's exhausting them to the point of aggravation, in turmoil and hurt, then you as a spouse, the one that's demanding it, you need to get your crap together.
Yeah.
You need to figure this out because what you are doing is you're creating a space for them to fail.
Yeah.
Why would you do that to the person you love?
Yeah.
Don't do things like that.
And I know there are some people that
I didn't mean to go into that.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and I know, you know, kind of to tag along with that, I know there are some people that are like, you know, well, these are husband jobs, these are wife jobs,
right.
so on and so
right.
forth. And I know we are big proponents of, you know, if this is where your strength is,
do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
If this is where your strength is, do it. If this is your preference, my preference, you know, if neither of us are good at it, but you're a little bit better.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, period, right?
Yeah.
Or let's go find somebody that can help us out and get strong in this.
And I almost, it's like I almost don't want to go back to it, but I kind of do.
Go back.
You know, because when I was saying that, you know, if it's these little things that are setting you off and are like, you know, these things could break my marriage and it's like, you know, please get help. Like all of a sudden in my mind, you know, and it's like, you know, because you were like, you know, it might be this. And it's like, and all of a sudden in my mind, I was like, or it could be somebody's already either having an emotional affair or about to, and it's like they're almost looking for a way out.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, here's this little thing that I can harp on.
Yes.
That this will let me, if I blow this up, if I pull this trigger, that's going to be enough that it's like, oh, see, I'm justified.
Yes. Yes. I can say, sadly, even though I know that everything inside me, I should never have married my first husband.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though I know that. Me, who was the one that was having first the emotional affair, even though the drugs, the alcohol, yeah. the stuff, right? All the things, I could sit here and say this was all justified, right. but it was never, it's never justified.
No.
It's never justified. Yeah. It's, you need to own your spark, you need to own your part. Okay. I found myself at the very end. Were there things very much there? Yes. But could I maybe have potentially stayed,
yeah.
tried to figure it out, worked it out, fixed it mm-hmm. out, maybe?
Yep.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think, not to completely go back on me, because again, guys, listen, I absolutely own the fact that I helped destroy
yeah.
my first marriage. But what I'm just trying to agree with you that is very much a real thing.
Yeah.
You will start finding reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start picking fights.
Yeah.
The very beginning of our relationship. Dang, babe. Like, yeah. why are we having all these conversations today? Because this is who we are.
And because we need to give good illustrations
of
what it could look like when other people are in your marriage.
Because we guys know what this feels like.
Yeah.
At the very beginning of our marriage, how many times did I try to push every one of your buttons?
Almost daily.
For quite some time, a good
yeah.
solid however many months,
yeah.
right? But it was because of a fear of me, like, you're going to walk away. I'm just going to find the button that's going to make it happen. You're eventually going to leave me. You're eventually going to fill in the blank here. You're eventually
turn violent.
You're eventually going to, like, I mean,
yeah.
guys, listen to me. I pushed every one of Luke's buttons and not one of them ever engaged.
Yeah.
The only one that ever really hit you was when I told you to go away, and
yeah.
you thought I said go away,
yeah.
and he didn't even like leave. I said, yeah, you're looking pretty thin there. We were working out, doing all the things. I was like, oh, babe, you're looking.
Yeah.
And I told you to go weigh yourself like on a scale, but I just said, go weigh. And I'm cooking. And then all of a sudden I turn around, I don't see him. And then I find him in the living room sitting very quietly, but very like something broke for just.
I forgot about this.
Do you remember that?
No, I had forgot about
this. Like you were sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And like, you would have literally thought that, like, I told you somebody had passed away in your life or something. I mean, it just, you were like this.
Yeah.
You weren't even moving.
Yeah.
And in that moment, the Holy Spirit showed me how incredibly.
Yeah.
How important my words were to you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just how important my words were, but how do I need to say this to you?
Yeah.
Like I knew in that moment that I had somebody that had, yes, been very, very broken, but so, so tender.
Yeah.
Like you were so precious and sweet and kind and tender, and you don't want to hear that when you're 6'3" and you're amazing and a badass that does jujitsu and the things, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I think we need to take that moment with each other and see how we respond. When my brother and sister-in-law were here and they were doing that interview with us, and they were talking about boulders and
yeah.
rocks, right?
Yeah.
When we speak to each other, when we say, hey, it feels like you're coming at me. Hey, it feels like when you just said that to me, it wasn't you were trying to give me, you weren't trying to redirect me. It felt like it was more of a criticism as opposed to a critique.
Yeah.
It was more of a, like,
it was more like busting into the door saying you're doing this wrong.
You're doing this wrong.
Yeah.
And throwing rocks. And, you know, like our words being soft.
Yeah.
We can still be very much us and very, but tender-hearted, very, very careful, slow to speak.
Yeah.
quick to hear, quick to listen, quick to understand, slow to respond.
Yeah.
Taking the moment to stop and say, instead of getting a flashback of maybe a person like, well, this is how my dad used to speak to me. So when you talk to me like that, then I start lashing out to you in this way. And it's like, no, no, no. Instead of coming at the person, you stop and you say, hey, that didn't feel very good.
Yeah.
This took me not to a good place.
Yeah.
And then also as the person that got taken to the not good place, recognizing that this is not your enemy. This is not that person. So it's got to be a twofold situation. It's not just responding to maybe the third person that's in that marriage, but it's responding to that thing and saying, okay, this doesn't get to live here anymore because that's not who we are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. And it is. And I know, like, the ideal is, you know, husband, wife, Jesus in that marriage together.
Yeah.
For non-Christians, I will throw this out there. For
Absolutely.
Non-Christians, I did hear, you actually shared this with me the other day. Somebody was talking about this kind of a concept and, you know, putting, you know, making sure that, you know, what's going on is good. And it was like, they said the third person in the marriage is not Jesus. You know, again, they were secular. They were, you know, but again, it's still.
It was Mel Robbins.
Yeah.
I'll throw her out there. Yeah, it was really good.
But she was like, you know, there should only be three people in the marriage, and it's the husband, the wife, the marriage.
The marriage, yeah.
You know, and again, it's like, what are you doing for the marriage?
Yeah.
What are you doing, you know, to build the marriage, to make sure that all three are strong and together?
Yeah.
And again, that's, it's like, yes, I want to sit there and say, well, no, the third should be Jesus.
Yes.
But I also understand where she was coming with that.
Yeah.
Because again, it's, you know, if we aren't looking out for the marriage, if we aren't looking out for what are we doing together, if we're not looking out for, you know, what are my words doing to my spouse?
Right.
You know, if we're not looking out for, you know, am I building for myself or am I building for my spouse? You know, again, it's back to the idea of, you know, we're in this to build each other up.
Yeah.
You know, we're in this to make sure that we are both succeeding and going forward.
Right.
You know, that, I don't know. It's like I'm getting, it's like I've got so much, it's like in my brain, I'm like, I have so much I want to say, but I don't know what to say and I don't quite know how to say it. And so I'm like, that part. Yeah.
You want both parties to be able to grow to the full potential of heaven that exists in front of them and in them, right?
Yeah.
You get to do things that are not on my radar and vice versa.
Yeah.
You also want to say, I am not going to be so self-centered and so me that I also need to make sure, what am I doing? What am I doing that is going to help us succeed?
Yeah.
Us succeed. Because I think too many times people might get it one way or the other. It's like, oh, you've got to be so consumed with your marriage that, like, you don't have your own little life and the things. We're not saying that. We're not saying it's right or wrong. What we are saying is if it is pulling from the fabric of the marriage, which should be the first relationship that you are pouring into, then it's missing somehow. You also need to be working on you and Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Or again, for those that are not Christians, you need to be working on just becoming a better version of you. What is the absolute best version that you can possibly be? What is it? What is the full potential that rests inside of you? And then figure what that is out and then bring it to your spouse. Sit down with that person. Because ultimately, they should be your biggest fan. What was it? The GIF or whatever it was that I sent you that one day. It's like, my husband's clap is so loud that I can't even, I don't even notice who's not clapping for me. That's who we should be for each other. We should be the one that gets the most excited about what's going on in each other's lives. We should be the ones that says, yes, I think that's amazing. Or, like, you came to me. Babe, I want to do jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
This is what I feel like is going to help unlock and help get me refocused and remotivated and get me moving. And it has.
Yeah.
Can I say that? Babe. like, I have my husband back.
Yeah.
Like, I have my husband back, right? But you don't get so fixated. You could be in the gym probably 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to balance this. I want to make sure that my home life is good. I need to make sure that my wife and I are good. I need to make sure that my children and I are good. I need to make sure my job and I are good. It's the balancing act. I need to make sure that I'm getting the projects done. And then saying, okay, this is what I want to do. Hey, babe, this is what I need to do. Okay, babe, I'll see you later. Go to the garage. Go work on your project. Hey, babe, I'll see you in a couple of hours. Go enjoy the jiu-jitsu and the whatever the other thing you did.
Judo
stuff. And I'll see you in a couple of hours. The kids and I will be here.
Yeah.
And we will be better because you are getting better. And then, because when you come home, we now get to get the best of you, as opposed to the aggravated, frustrated, run down part of you because you don't feel like you're accomplishing or becoming and doing what it is that you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that kind of what you were sort of saying?
I think so.
A little bit?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see your face. Like, it's all like you want a fire hydrant down through this little bitty tiny little kitchen sink. And you're like, I got to get all this stuff out there and I can't. Like
trying to see you said kitchen sink. In my mind, I said paper straw.
Oh, shoot.
From a fire hose, from a fire hydrant down to a straw.
Dang. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. But it is. It's figure out. Maybe this is part of some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys have already fixed it. You've already dealt with it. But maybe you're coming up on a new season. And then all of a sudden, because of this new season, like, stuff is kicking up.
Yeah.
That you go, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Make sure you're vocalizing it to each other and saying what's happening.
Yeah. Because, I mean, real quick, I'll even say it was, what, 6-ish months ago?
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden in my mind, I was like, you know, kind of like, not for any real reason, but I was like, I wonder what my ex is up to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like really
weird.
And you
took our daughter on
a
journey because she's
social media investigator.
She is. Gabri's good at that.
You know, and it was like, you know, and again, it wasn't for any real reason that I could say, but it was like, random curiosity.
Yeah.
And you came to me after a couple of days and you're like, this doesn't feel right.
This
and I'm like, okay, we'll drop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean.
I did ask you, are we okay?
Yeah.
Like, did I do something? Are we okay? Are you okay? Is there something that triggered this?
Yeah.
You know, like, because you do want to be honest about it, guys.
Yeah.
Like, be honest about it. There's times where, like, you might have an ex person. You might have a coulda.
Yeah.
Coulda, woulda, maybe, possibly person that you could start entertaining when things start getting a little hard.
Yeah.
Man, I really wish this could have.
I bet it wouldn't be hard if I had married this one.
Shoot, babe. Right? Right? So it's like when we start entertaining those things, when it starts getting a little hard in our own marriages or when it starts to get maybe a little uncomfortable or just a season is changing. Or it could be just smack out of the blue and the enemy goes,
Yep. I'm just going to plant this, see what happens.
I wonder what life would be
if.
Mm-hmm. And then the enemy's got you.
Yep.
And so if you find yourself in any one of those kind of scenarios, we encourage you talk to each other about it.
Yes.
Be honest about it.
Yeah.
I guarantee your spouse probably has a pretty good inkling that there is something.
Oh, yeah.
That's, hey, like, yeah. I can't quite put my finger on it, but something's
not quite.
Especially
wives. Wives are usually better at picking up on that.
We're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I know quite a few family, different people, the fellas that.
Yeah,
you're
really
good at it too. Though too, you can kind of say, "You okay?"
Yeah,
that's usually how you start.
I'm not saying guys are 100% clueless.
You guys are not clueless.
But
no,
I know that for the most part, general population.
Yes.
Women are usually better.
Yes.
Yes, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's fine, but it is. I think maybe, I don't know. See, and you say that, and in my mind, I'm thinking, and unfortunately, I think sometimes us women. We have a tendency to float our brains off in that space a lot faster than you guys do.
Maybe. In my mind, all of a sudden, it's the whole, because you're like, well, I don't know if it's better, or I don't know if women have it better. And all of a sudden, I was like, well, maybe not. It's just different.
It's just different. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we pick up on different things in different ways.
Yeah. Different clues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay attention to those clues.
Yeah.
Love your spouse enough to say if you feel something from your spouse. Like, again, I know you weren't going anywhere with it.
Yeah.
But I could see where the enemy wanted to take you somewhere. Yeah. And it's like, you know what? Babe, I don't like this.
Yeah.
This is
Yeah.
And our fearless, beautiful girl that can find anybody on the planet was having a hard time finding, which I think was a godsend.
Yes.
I think it was very much a good thing. So it's recognize those things.
Yeah.
Understand that it's not even necessarily, like you said, there was nothing wrong going on with us. Everything was fine. But we also know we have an enemy.
Yeah.
We have an adversary. And even when it seems like the mundane, the everyday, but sometimes that's usually when it happens too. It's not that anything's wrong.
Yeah.
It's just, everything's just, you know, everything's good.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
Wonder what's, Yeah. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's like, I wonder what the weather's like in England right now.
Right. Like, right.
Why? We're not living there.
We're not visiting there anytime
soon.
So why do you care?
Yeah.
So it's like, so just be aware of your thoughts. Be aware of how you're responding. Get a better understanding of even why you're responding the way that you're responding.
Yeah.
Is it out of a person? Is it out of a hurt? Is it out of a past? No matter what it is, it's something that can be dealt with. It is something that needs to be vocalized, and that it is something that can be overcome so you can be better.
And every now and then, go through your marriage closet and make sure it's only your clothes that are in there. There you go. I just came up with that. You're welcome.
Sir, write that down. All right, guys. Again, April 8th.
Yes.
Revive Church and the Community Center. Connections Room.
Yeah.
The Connections Room, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City.
Missouri.
Yep. If you have any questions, need anything, we would love to see you guys.
Yes.
We would love for you to be there. We get nervous when we think about throwing our stuff out there because you're going to come. And
because talking to a microphone and a computer is a lot different than talking to live people that are staring at you.
But I can say, I will say for both of us, we wouldn't do this if we did not care about marriages, and we know how incredibly important this is.
100%.
So we hope to see you guys there. And you guys have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.